And we went up there to see, and there was a young couple from El Paso had come down, and they were picking. At that time, we had an area that was just, we just had beautiful shrubs, like lilac bushes and all kinds of shrubs. And this young couple from El Paso had come down, and they were picking, and we had also some fruit trees and things, that, and mistletoe grew on the on those trees. You know, you don't see that here anymore, do you?
Well, in the upper valley there is some.
You do?
Yeah.
Well, this young couple had come and cut all the mistletoe out of the trees. And you know, actually, it's a parasite.
I know, actually, that's a good thing, isn't it?
It's a good thing. But you know, he just didn't allow people to come onto his property like that. You know, people were very territorial. You know, they just, you didn't go on private property and do that. In fact, a lot of the farmers shot people, for going on their property. But anyway, of course, he wouldn't do anything like that. But we went up to see about them, and I remember I went with him. And he was so mad at them for coming up and picking mistletoe off the trees, he made them hang it up again. He said, "You had no right to come on my property, and you'll have to hang it. Then you'll have to put that back where you got it." He said, "You could have had all of it that you wanted, but you had to ask me first."
Yeah.
And so he made them hang it up on the trees. He was quite a character.
Yeah. Yeah, that's funny. I wonder who that was.
I wonder. You know, of course, we never knew, but they were really mad. And they were up there, you know, hanging up mistletoe. You know, I just barely remember what they looked like, but they're nice-looking couple.
Yeah, yeah.
Just decided to help themselves.
That's funny. That's funny. Now, your mother, what kind of educational background did she have?
She went, she went to high school, and I think that was the extent of it then, where she lived, too.
And did she ever work after quitting the post office?
No. And do you know, she had, she was, I said she was living on borrowed time almost from the time she was a little girl. When she was 5 years old, she developed what was then called Bright's disease, and it's now called nephritis. You know what that is?
No, I've heard the name, but I don't remember
your
what
kidney.
It is.
It's an infection, I think, of the kidneys, and where the kidneys don't function. So I said, I don't know how she lived as long as she did.
How long did she live?
And she was, I think, 60 when she died.
Not bad.
And not bad, because I know when my sister was born, each time she had a child, you know, it would just, her kidneys would almost, I guess, would become inflamed, and she really had a hard time. And when my sister was born, and she's 4 years younger than I am, and the last child, they didn't think she would live because of her kidneys. But she just kept going, and I think she died when she was about, I think she was 60 or maybe her early 60s. And
it's a good long life.
Yeah, for then especially. Now it isn't. I'm 80.
Wow, you don't look 80.
I am. I thought maybe you'd ask me how old I was.
No, I was going to ask you when you were born, but what year, what was the year?
Well, in fact, I'm more than that, but I was thinking about her being 60. She probably was 61 or 62, but
my goodness.
You see, I've lived 20 years longer than she has.
And,
but I've been in good health. I haven't had the problems that she has. But anyway, I'm trying to think what else to tell you about her, except that, you know, she was the postmistress. But after after she married, they moved up close to where my father's business was in El Paso. And so she moved away from, you know, the Isleta. And I think he hadn't lived in the valley then anyway. And I think I have a picture of him with my, let me show it to you. It's
okay.
So cute.
For showing you those.
Well, I thought, you know, it'll help you to remember the ties of the family.
Yeah, oh, I know, it's so hard just to think about the family ties.
You're right,
Now, let's see, what's your religion?
Episcopalian.